Okay, today's daf is daf lamid vav. So the Mishnah begins the halacha hey, chereshot of a katan b'gi'atan ra, which means that having a incident with them is not a good thing. Meaning, why is that? Because we say hachovel behem chayiv. If you injure a chereshot of a katan, they're not bene dad. Well, you're chayiv for anything you did to them. However, hem shechavlu b'acherim durim. If they cause damage to others, then they are patur. The patur chereshot the katan. It's actually interesting. I know of a case where a communal area was damaged by some children, and the father didn't want to pay for it because he claimed pigatan ra. He tried to get out of it by saying, "Well, pigatan ra. I'm not like you can't, we can't mechayev him." Anyway, I'm not sure if that would hold up in Beis Din, but I don't know what the story is, what the conclusion was there. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Ha'eved of a isha pigatan ra as well." We have the same situation idea. Hachovel behem is someone injures them. They're chayev. Behem shachavu b'acherim p'turim. They're patur immediately because they're not considered having their mammon of their own. Nonetheless, we say aval mesham nicharizman when if they become independent, meaning say the woman is divorced or she's widowed or the eved is set free, then they would actually have to end up paying. So it's not a full exemption. So they've just got nothing from which to pay. Because even if you say what about the nechse malok of the isha, no them ushar labal. Let's continue. Then it says, if someone injures their parents and they cause a wound to make them bleed, or he injures his friend on Shabbat, that's also therefore in both his situations. And we said, you got a, what's the kimle b'drabim, as we say. Now, it says, v'hachovil be'eved k'nani shelo, if it's his own eved, then patur mikulam, because the compensation would go to that on anyway, and he'd be paying himself. That's what it sounds like. Okay, fine. Let's look at the Gemara. There's what to open up here. Hacher shot of a katan b'kitan ra. The Gemara says, Tani, ve'elim shamru me'idim anu b'shploni. What if witnesses come along, and they say, we testify that this person injured his eved. Shesima ein avdo v'pil sheno. That he blinded him first, and then knocked out his tooth. Shechen harav omer, because that's the advantage, because this eved standing there without an eye and a tooth, and it's in the if it's advantageous to the adon to have it the to have that these incidents played out in this way. Why? Because what is more, because once he's freed from the first act, the second act he has to pay for. What's more expensive? If you injured his eye, that's more a high level compensation than if he knocked his tooth out. So therefore, it seemed to work in his favor. Favor, sorry. V'nimtza zomemim, and they found this eved to be zomemim, and it was actually, if you like, the other way around. Mishalim le'eved, they have to pay the eved that, if you like, that difference. Okay, the difference because they tried to make him lose out between the ayin and the shen compensation. So there's a lot to read here because I've already filled in some of the gaps, but I'll show you here the Marfulda. He says, "Mefresh beperek amur v'bavli kagon shebau kat rishon va'idu edim elav shepil shenol." Edim come along, say he knocked out tooth and blinded him. The middle cut comes along, but Amor Ifcha says the opposite. That he blinded him and then knocked out his tooth. In any event, he's going to go free. That's no question. However, the second set of witnesses is what he prefers. Because it's more, it'll be much more of compensation he has to pay for knocking out the eye. And then the middle set are found to be Edim Salim. So Hemashim le'eved ma shedemei eino yaterma demei shen. Okay. However, again, the sefer the brighter miidani et ish ploni shipel hen shen eved v'simayet eino. What if it was the other case where the witnesses came along and says that actually he knocked his, what happened? He knocked his tooth out and then blinded him. Sure, eved or merken, because eved likes that. And says zomisham demei ayin l'rav. Then what they tried to make the Rav lose out from here, the difference between the Ayin and the Shen is to pay the Rav. Yafet. V'achi nami mayra al dat sheperashti l'reisha, ela shehu hefek, just the opposite case. Shekata rishon behidu v'si ma'ite, no, v'akach epil ishno, and emtzi was the other way around. Yafet. So that's what we're saying. Now the Gemara says, mayin uvda meymarken. What's the kasha here? Again, it's five words, but there's so much packed into it. So the Mara Fulda says, ken haksha, hakash, sorry, hashas, hiksha. Based on what we just saw. Now, I filled in a lot of gaps. But what would look like here was, is minan mishponishuhu, that he sima'ino, sorry, that he sima'ino, And then we said, okay, but if the founder is Mizomim, all they have to do is pay that difference to the Eved. But that doesn't make sense. Dai kulo Eved by the Rav Lafsido, because if they were Edim Zomimim and they were the only Edim, they effectively tried to make the Adon lose out on his Eved. And by doing that, they shouldn't just pay that small difference in compensation to the Eved. They should pay the full compensation to the Rav. They're trying to make him lose an Eved. What's going on? However, the Gemara says, it's absolutely obvious. In other words, the Gemara doesn't even address this because we're talking about this interesting case. Like I filled in all the gaps that we saw in the Marfulda, that there were two sets of witnesses. The first one, in other words, in any event, he was meant to be set free based on the two sets of witnesses. The question, the debate, if you like, was just in the order. And the Edim Zomim tried to switch the order around so that the Adon wouldn't have to pay as much compensation. And that's why it's only the difference that has to be paid. Okay, yeah, fair. Right, that's main of the Dabi without any answer. So we have to fill in quite a lot. Okay, Amar Rav Nasa. V'yinun Amrim ken me'inim anish ploni shenichnas tachet yado ha'shalem v'yatzah chavul b'shtayim. We've got another case. We've got a case where they testified about a person, this Eved, that came to his Adon and came out without his eye and his tooth. The Yatzah lechirut, and it says, so the, it says, Yotzeh l'Rishona v'noten d'mei shnia. The Yatzah goes free and he has to pay compensation for either the eye or the tooth. And the Marafulda points out that Sids, we don't know which of the two what the order was. Hamotzim mechavar of alavaraya, and you can only get the d'mei shen. That's what he says. The Gemara says, once again, in Lakshot, what's a kasha we could ask? The Gemara Fulda says. We saw before that if he simultaneously knocked out both eyes or multiple teeth at the same time, he doesn't have to pay for both, right? Because he wasn't free at the time. In other words, the two teeth coming out or the two eyes being popped out, if you like, if they happen simultaneously, it was through that act that frees them. And it's only after he's a free person getting compensation for any injury. So why don't we say the same thing here? The tooth and the eye, why, perhaps he was freed through both of them. And the Gemara says, no, the Marfulda says, no. Like I just explained, they should give him nothing. Since the ein and the shen are two, if you like, mechanisms that through which they go free. Since the Torah says you only go set free through one of these avenues, then we say that's why he is one of them we choose, if you like, he becomes freed, and the other one we don't know the order really, even if it was simultaneously. Therefore, I have to do the lesser of the two. Okay, yeah, fair. Let's now learn the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hatokeh lachavro noten lo sela. Natokeya could either be he hit him in his ear, or he literally tokeya, like he blew a trumpet. Now, what we're talking about here in this Mishnah is how we evaluate boshet shame. So what the Mishnah is showing us is, we'll see in a moment, these seem to be the depending on how the person is injured, not just but also what actually happened, will be how we calculate boshet. So tokeh le'ozno, however you, or tokeh le'chavro, he gives him a seller. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rashi B'Gilui, it's actually much more, it's maneh. If he slaps him, noten lo matayim zos, double that. Lacharadov used the back of his hand, noten lo arba me'od zuz. It sounds like this was, the manner in which he was smacked or injured, that was more a busha in certain ways. Sarah may know if he pulls his ear, talash to saro, or he pulls his hair. Rakak via giabor, he spits and it reaches him, so it spits on the person. Harokek, harok. Hevir talito, or he pulled off his clothes, man, or poreya rosh et shel ishta, and he pulls off the head covering of a woman. He has to give abro mozos, a high amount. V'akol lefi kvodo. Now, what this statement is saying here is that these are really the maximum amounts. However, depending on the individual, it might be that it's less busha, if you like. So therefore, it might be a less of a level of compensation. V'amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, afilu anim shebi Israel, no roinotum gen b'nei choren. She'ardu menechsehem. Even if they're anim Israel, we look at them as if they were very chash of wealthy persons that just hit hard times. Shehen b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Because they are the children of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and therefore we treat them as the higher amounts. Okay. Amar says, Maisa be'echad shepara rosh shel isha. There was an incident where someone pulled off the head covering of a woman. Or Rabbi Kiv got l'shitato says, 400 zuz. That's it. You got to pay. So Amar lo Rebbe, ten nisman. Give me a little time. The Natan lo said, okay, fine. Shimra, he set an ambush. Omeret al petach chatzer abaya chetzer. Shiber atapach. He broke a little jug of oil, b'fanei in front of her. Ubo isar shemen. There was quite a bit of oil there. Galta et roshah. She took off her head covering. This is outside in the public. Then she was like taking some of that oil and putting on her hair. But he said this is a whole setup. And what did he do? They mid light Edim and he set up Edim. Well, says, look, I've got Edim now. That she took off her own hair in public. She was just for a little bit of sorry, a little bit of oil. And you want me to pay such high level conversation for pulling off her for me pulling off her? She's willing to do it herself. Thank you very much. You've had a nice excursion, a nice day. Maybe you're over on the river, but I don't know. But basically, you haven't helped your cause at all. If someone injures themselves, even though I'm not allowed to injure myself, it's not our bodies are not our bodies. Sorry to say that we can start injuring ourselves. Nonetheless, patur, Beit Din doesn't chayv him to pay. Nonetheless, if someone else causes you an injury, they are chayev. So, in other words, you can't bring raya from self-inflicted compensation to, if you like, if it's put apart from somebody else. So, get out of here, go pay.
But I
Okay.
would say even further, the chiyuv of paying her the compensation occurred beforehand. What
Again.
happens if the person all of a sudden decides they want to be Shomer Shabbos or whatever? Therefore, you don't owe them money for what you did to them a year ago. Can't use that as an excuse.
Again, it's a come again, come again.
I said the chiyuv of paying her occurred at the moment that he removed her hair, head covering.
Yeah.
The fact that she did something else later on in life, what difference does it make?
Yeah,
The
but
thief occurred already.
even if you want to say that, even if you want to say that, so even if you didn't want to say that, okay. Nonetheless, we're trying to say, but you're basically agreeing with Rabbi Kiva anyway. Rabbi Kiva is bringing a different rationale. He's saying that just because it was a self-inflicted punishment, self-inflicted shame, if you like, or she wasn't bothered by it, it's different when somebody else caused it, just like someone self-inflicts a self-inflicted injury.
So
Okay.
I'm just saying, if Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon and all of a sudden decides not to be frum anymore, so Shimon can't go and collect because
Of course,
Reuven
yeah,
decided
no,
not to be frum.
of course, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, I said, okay.
Okay, never mind.
Yafe. I'll just show you here the Mara full day, he says, to inflict a punishment. You see, when a Nazir, if you like, doesn't, like, if the fact he didn't drink wine, it was a sin for him not doing that. This person who just refrain from wine. The Torah refers to him as a sinner. If you're metzar from other things, then chakavavakama. Okay, beseder. This is like the sort of the proof there. So, in other words, he tried to prove that the fact that she's not makbid and busha, why should I pay? And then basically, it didn't help him. Let's continue. Hakotzet, just like they're fine. Hakotzet if someone cuts his young saplings down, afal pishen patur, he's not allowed to. But nonetheless, is patur. Why is he not allowed to? Because of Isur Bal Tashchit. If other people cut his nitiot, even if like he cuts half, another guy cuts half, well, the other guy's chayiv to pay. Okay? Despite the fact he doesn't care about it, not allowed to do it, and therefore he has to pay compensation. Okay, let's continue. And this is the whole sugi. So I'm really afal pi afilu ani b'Yisrael. Gemara says, Tani Rav Karni or Karna. Lebi'ita achat, lerakuva shlosha, ulesaklon kit, achameshesrei. Again, these are types of measure of busha. So bi'ita is kicking, rakuva is like with a knee, sounds to be a different type of busha if you like, and saklon is different explanations like what that is. One comes from skila, that's what Pnei Moshe says, throw something at him, but it sounds like it's some sort of slap or a punch. According to the Mara Fulda. I'll show the Mara Fulda. He says, Bababli Sham Garas Shloshes Reino Chamesha Asar. And then it says, Vekatavan Muki Yosef Zal, Da Garcin and Rukuva. He says, no, Rukuva is three, and Be'ita kicking is five. Vesal Kotit, or Salon, Sluk, I can't say it. Shosha Asar, Bahainu Kalachayab. That is He says it's like a slapping with the back of the hand. And Mefarish, he explains beautifully. L'rekuva ish losh asar sheyesh ba'arkuba. There are three eivarim in the arkuba in the knee. Be'ita beregel there's chamesh etzba'ot. That's how you get five. Ulachari gadol, the back of the hand, the shosha asar. Hainu yud bit pirke etzba'ot. There are, if you look at the fingers, there's three for each finger. That makes, if you like, 12. And the one on one of the perks of the thumb when you're doing a slap. Okay, that's how he does the calculation. Now, if someone embarrasses, if you like, a Talmud Chacham or a Zaken, you've got to pay the full boshet. So Chad Bar Nash Ikpad could be like he insulted or he was chutzpedik towards Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pachanina at over Kamei Reish Lakish. Vakansi, he said you've got to pay him a full litra zahav. Next. Rakak v'yegiya bo harok. Now the question is, ad heichan higiya bo harok? Ad gufo, is it actually the case of Mishnah was it actually hits his body, or ad keilav, or just his clothes, or even his clothes? That seems to be left open question. Ela rakak v'lo higiya bo harok mahu. Do we say if he just spits in front of him, doesn't even reach him at all, not his clothes on his body, do we say that he should be patur? Because, or is it like, is it, should we treat it like a mabayish bedvarim, or like insulted him with words? Now, interestingly here, so Amrav Yossi, hada amra hamabayish et chaveru bedvarim patur. Meaning, I'll show you the Marfulda, he says, hada mabayish bedvarim, sorry, the Pnei Moshe. He says, sharei b'shelo yigia borok, klal, kim mabayish bedvarim. If he spits in front of him, doesn't actually reach him, doesn't touch him at all, not his clothes, it's like insulting him. Upatu there and there with the assumption is patu mid mei boshet, because the whole question was what if it touches his clothes, if it touches his body, what's a din? And the law it says because it's a debate law ifshati and then it'd be patur. So therefore you see for mavaish bedvarim would also be patur. Now just be careful, you're not allowed to embarrass people. There are plenty of chazal that say how terrible it is to do so and. Malbim Pnei Chavero is one of the serious offenses we brought in the Gemara. But now what it means is just in terms of boshet, monetary compensation wouldn't be payable. Again, why do we learn that? Because we learned that the whole case of Busha is that grappling with the two men and the wife getting involved, if you remember. So it seems to be some physical act that generates this Busha. There's a mechayev, some sort of monetary compensation. Okay. Beseder. Tani Rabbi Aval Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Harag or Hakata Shori, you killed my ox, katsatsta nityatai, you cut my nityot, my small saplings. And then Vahalo Omer Eniodea. I simply don't know. I don't know if it was me, I don't know. So we say in that situation, Chayev. Why? The assumption according to the Gemara, the Barfield explains, is divre debari vishema bari adif. You got a definite claim, and a shema I don't know claim, bari wins. Which is a funny expression, which is hard to translate. But the Marafulda simply explains, what you're saying doesn't make any sense. The fact that I don't know, I should be chayev to pay? So you're right, I made a mistake. But Inun Amrim, what I actually learned, this is what Rabbi Vah was saying, is the Marin ken me'idim anish ploni sheharag shor ploni. Pardon me, that the witness that says, oh, so-and-so Shor killed so-and-so, Vahalav, he says, Eni Odea, says, Amalei HaMira, that makes a lot more sense. Okay, that's almost like a Barei B'Shema type of machloka. Let's continue. This is Halacha Zayin. In other words, even if you have paid compensation, full tshuva is not complete unless you apologize. And ask for Chmechila. Shneamar v'ata v'ashev eshet, oh, this is beautiful. This is this week's parasha. Return Sarah back to Abraham because he's a Navi. And he'll daven for you. How do we know the mohel should be cruel? Indeed, Abraham itpalel el Elokim, Abraham davened. Back to the Gemara. Afal pi shehu noten. Says, v'chein ata motze. Now, this part I'm not sure if you have, but you have it in the Oz v'hadar here. It says as follows. V'chein ata motze b'rei avshel Iov. You find by the friends of Iov. Because at the end of the story of Iyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, V'atakchu lachem shiva, you better take some korbanot, shiva parim v'shvayelim, v'lechu el avdi Iyov. Now the critical part that's missing here is the continuation, and it says, and they should daven for you, right? It says, el avdi Iyov, v'halitem ola v'adchem, v'Iyov avdi yitpalel alachem. Kim panave. You did something wrong. Now, the assumption according to the flow of the Gemara here, this is a bit of like a machloket here, I think with Rashi and the Maldim. Rashi says is that because the way they spoke to him ended up was improper and pushing him in the wrong direction, ended up which then they have to apologize for it. The Maldim says differently, that says they were a bit hypocritical. They were saying chad barim b'chad balev. Whereas Iov was always belev with Hashem, and Badavarim, he was, let's say, he's engaged in the discourse. However, the friends were kind of like the opposite. So they had to do tshuva. But that, the flow of the Gemara seems to be more like Rashi here. It says, and they went over Sofa in Yanama Omer, Vashem Shavat Shuti Yovit Paralu, Ba'ad Re'u, and he davened for them. And everything was returned back to Iov. So Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabban Gamliel, Hare Omer Benatan Lecha V'Rachamim V'Rachamim V'Rachamim. It says, Siman, what's that? Siman Zeh Yibadcha, Kol Zman She'ata Rachaman. In other words, when you are a Rachaman, HaMakom Rachem Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zerum Begini Merachem on you. Okay? Eincha Merachem, Ein HaMakom Rachem Alecha. If you're not merciful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, is not merciful. That's hinted to by the Sorry, that's a pronunciation. Now, Rav Amar, Adam Shitzarach Lechavarov Bekesh Menu, Pam Rishona, Pam Shnei Veshlishi. Someone hurts his friend, he should go back, you know, in multiple times to ask for forgiveness. Avaloki Bloin doesn't accept him. What? Yeah, say what you do. You should Shrad Bene Adam. You should take a group of people with you. In front of three people, VFSenu, and you should ask forgiveness. Dichtiv, Yashor al Anashim. Meaning, Asu Shura, you should make a Shura of Anashim. Back to the pasuk, V'yor mechatati v'yashar heviti v'lo shavli. He's apologizing. Yimasaken, Maktiv, what happens? Patan nafsho, mavor shachat v'echodu b'or shtireh. He's basically saved from Genom, it sounds like, shachat. So, Amar Rav Yossi, Hada detema shalo tzio lo shem ra. Aval hamotzi lo shem ra, einu mechilo olamit. Wow. What it's saying is the that which we say. I'll show you the Pnei Moshe he says here that softens it a bit. It means, in other words, when do we say you should? If a friend's asking for forgiveness, you should be moichel them. You have to be moichel them. Sirich zeh shekabel payas bimcholo. That's if he wasn't motzi shem ra, because moshem ra it says ein sarich limcholo condemnation. He's understanding the Yerushalmi, if someone's motzi shem ra on you because of the damage that goes out everywhere. It sounds like ain't, you don't have to be moichel him. Not sure about that same thing in the Marafulda. He says, Avalotzi Shem Ra in Mechil Olamit sounds like objectively, even if you try and be Moichel the person, it wouldn't work. Why should Gama Shem Ra to Mechil Olamit? Because the damage is done, it's gone out there, it's on the internet, you know, and therefore, even if he's Moichel you, the damage is one that's it's too difficult to repair. That's what it sounds like. In Mechil Olamit. There's two different ways of understanding the end of the Sugya, Marafulda and Penimusha. Seder. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.